This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please. You can have a bit of fun.
Get a bit of fun. Hey, talking of your fun, let's do this.
Joy War. Jack and Dean. Joy War.
It is that time of the week again where we chat to the team from KHQ Lawyers for a little segment we like to call Joy Law. And today we're following up on, we've been talking for the last 3 weeks about surrogacy. This is our fourth instalment, so welcome, Monica.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've talked about surrogacy in Australia.
We have.
We're now going to talk about surrogacy, well, where the surrogate is from overseas.
That's correct. So the focus of our last sort of shows were on how surrogacy works in Australia. And the bottom line is it's quite difficult.
Yes.
It's difficult for you to locate surrogates. And it can be difficult sometimes if you're trying to locate donated eggs or sperm as part of that surrogacy arrangement as well. One of the biggest issues is you can't advertise for a surrogate. So if you've gone through an exhaustive list of friends and family, then it really leaves you with not a lot of options. So going overseas has become a real option for a lot of couples, a lot of gay and heterosexual couples, to try and explore making a family.
And can you go to any country, or are there certain countries that it's easier to do this in?
Mm. Yeah, you can't go to any country.
No.
Really important to consult the experts about about which country. So the United States is probably the most well-known destination for overseas surrogacy, but it's not legal throughout the US either. So there's you've got to go state by state, really, according to the different legislation. It kind of mirrors us in a way. The states are all different. But certainly California leads the way, and Georgia. And both gay and heterosexual couples can access surrogacy in those states. The other countries we come across also include Canada, Greece and the Ukraine.
That's interesting.
Ukraine.
Yeah, the Ukraine is quite big. Yeah, into surrogacy. So, and these countries have developed a sophisticated legal framework which actually recognises the transfer of parentage. And sometimes that's after the baby's born, and in certain countries it's also before. And what that means is that upon the birth, the child's parents, intended parents, are recognised on the birth certificate. So it does make it a much more simpler process.
Because I remember recalling from what I learnt previously, in Australia the... who gives birth to the baby is the parent, and then you do a transfer?
That's correct. Transfer of parentage.
May play a ding noise. Ding, ding, ding. No, it's okay. Doesn't matter. Anyway, sorry.
There you go.
Thank
you. So the downfall of going overseas obviously is the expense.
Yes.
How much are we talking?
Well, the things you have to think about, obviously, going overseas is you've got to deal with the travel and the accommodation. So you might be going over there to meet surrogacy agencies to try and locate a surrogate. So it might not be one trip. It might be several trips. It might be going over there initially to meet the surrogate and engage with the surrogacy arrangement. Then you might go back for the IVF treatment. Then you will go back for the birth.
Oh.
You might be staying after the birth for a period of time. So that could be weeks or months in a worst case scenario. You've got the actual medical costs of the surrogacy arrangement. You've got the fees that are paid to the surrogate, because of course overseas we're talking about commercial surrogacy being legal.
Yes.
So the surrogates are actually paid a commercial amount. We do have these, we call them surrogacy concierges. So they are companies that are existing overseas to facilitate this process. So that can include the screening of the surrogate to make sure that they're well, they're healthy medically and mentally, all of those sorts of things, and they're appropriate. We've got lawyers trying to negotiate the arrangements in certain states, certainly in California. Surrogacy agreements are legal. Then you've got the medical costs of the birth, and you've got...
It just all keeps adding up.
Yeah.
Oh, American medical.
Think about America. Think about going into the health system in America. So you've got to look at getting health insurance that covers the surrogate and the baby in the event of complications. So it's a lot of cost. So one of the main bodies in Australia, Families Through Surrogacy, really recommend their website if you've got time and you're interested to look into this. They indicate that the cost of surrogacy in the US, in Georgia, is around $40,000 US.
Ooh.
Oh, that's US dollars.
So. US dollars. Canada is about 90,000 US. The Ukraine's about 40,000 US. And Greece is approximately 75,000 US. So the costs are ranging from 55,000 to 125,000 Australian dollars. So it's big money.
That's very big money.
Yeah.
Big money.
And that doesn't even cover you duty free on the way back.
No. All the clothing that you need for the baby and all those sorts of things.
Oh, practical stuff.
Baby Baileys.
No. Maybe not.
Yeah. So, look, it's really important that if you're thinking about exploring surrogacy overseas, that you're obviously looking, first of all, at the cost. Can you afford it? What's the budget? How much money have you put aside?
See, I'd be worried because of that distance that if things go wrong, you're not there.
That can be a problem.
There's a cost of that.
Yeah, there is. And if there are complications at the end, you could be stuck in an overseas country for a long period of time. There's complications with the birth or with the baby and things like that.
Or taking a tiny little infant on a flight.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they just sleep though, don't they, when they're tiny?
Oh, not always.
But their little ears, their poor little ears.
Well, yes, that's right.
So the next thing you need to think about is what are the legal protections that the countries offer to both you and to the surrogate? And I think surrogate screening, when you're dealing with the concept of surrogacy in a different country, that can be a vital thing, making sure you match with the right person who's in it for the right reasons and who's not going to complicate the matter further. Mm. Is there the transfer of legal parentage? Because not all countries provide that. Are you eligible to access the surrogacy? So some countries don't allow single or gay couples to access surrogacy. Mm. What are the requirements to remain in the country? So how long are you going to be stuck there before you can get home? Can you actually get health insurance? And will you be covered for any post-birth complications? What surrogacy contracts are available and are they legally enforceable? So they're really some of the things that you need to be thinking about.
And that's so much to be thinking about.
It's a lot.
Oh, and then you get a kid, and what if he doesn't like you?
Yeah, you'll
it's
be right.
A whole different thing. Money back.
No, I don't think you can do that.
So the other complicated thing arises when you go to a country, and it might be a third world country like India or somewhere like that, where transfer of parentage isn't part of the legal framework that you go to. So you can have the baby there, and India, can I say, is a complicated location. I'm just using that as an example. But if you went to a third world country where you could access surrogacy but there was no legal framework, you've got the issue of getting home with the child, and then you've got the issue of trying to get the legal parentage recognised in Australia. So that makes it more complicated because in Australia the laws don't recognise commercial surrogacy. So what that means is there's effectively, certainly in Victoria, there's a vacuum in our legislation of recognising legal parents of an overseas surrogacy arrangement. So there's a case known as Bernie Ears, which occurred in 2017, and that was a case where a heterosexual couple went to a third world country, had a baby through surrogacy. The father was the biological father. Mm-hmm. The mother wasn't able to carry and wasn't able to use her own eggs, so they used a donated ovum. And in that case, they came back to Australia and applied to be recognised as the legal parents. They did that through the Family Law Act. What the judges said in that case was, we can't do that. We can't recognise you, even though the father was the biological parent. They could not recognise the legal parentage in that case because there was a vacuum in the Victorian legislation that basically said we don't recognise commercial surrogacy. So in that case, the most the court could do was award them what we call parental responsibility, which allowed them to make all of the decisions you can make in relation to children that most parents can make naturally at law, but they weren't recognised as legal parents.
So it doesn't change much, just that it's sort of official title, or what?
Well, it does. It changes in so far as you could enrol the child in school, you could make medical decisions, you can make educational decisions, but you wouldn't be named on the birth certificate as the legal parents.
And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, it's an area which needs a lot of reform. Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Absolutely. There's so much to think about. Mm. But if you want to bring a precious life into the world, there are people you can go to get some more advice and support around this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Surrogacy Australia and Families Through Surrogacy are the main bodies we sort of work with in this area. They have a lot of information and a lot of support available to people who are looking at these options. If you're going to a country where they have the legal framework, you don't need an Australian lawyer. You need to work with people overseas in that country.
Yes, okay.
But if you're working within a framework that, a country that has no legal framework, that's when we can assist.
And we've had Brad from Marvellous Melbourne just message in, just querying the duty-free limit on a baby. Bringing a new baby into the country.
Goodness me.
Thousands. Has to be thousands.
Doesn't one baby equal the duty-free limit?
Fantastic. If you've enjoyed listening to the show, you want to catch up with the other three episodes we've done focusing on the surrogacy issue, you
podcast.
Can do the podcast. That's right.
You have the podcast.
Go to joy.org.au/Jack and Dean.
And we post them to our Facebook page as well, Jack and Dean on Joy.
And we also, I think, post them to the KHQ Lawyer.
You do, and we love them. Thank you so much.
There's no excuse.
Thank you so much, Monica. We look forward to speaking to you and the team again next week.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.